Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 23rd of September. It's Friday evening. And I'm doing this devotional for Saturday morning, the 24th. You know, there's a lot of people that do videos now because it's so easy to do all over the social media. And there's a lot of people that say they're broadcasting, they're in ministry, they're Christians and they're in ministry, but yet rarely do you hear a presentation of the gospel. They're talking about everything other than the gospel. They're talking about flat earth, they're talking about Trump, they're talking about politics, they're talking about Biden, they're talking about Republicans and Democrats and Jesuits and aristocrats, you know. Paul said, I would have you know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's real easy to depart from the central truth of the gospel. You know, Christ was made flesh and dwelt among us. We're told in 2 Corinthians 8:9. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, John 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of Christ. I just read from 2 Corinthians 12:9, Ephesians 4:7, 1 Peter 4:10. Well, like I've said many times, it's not going to really matter when we come to stand before Christ of what political persuasion you are. It's not going to matter who you voted for last. It's not going to matter how far you went in education. It's not going to matter how large of a church you were a member of. It's not going to matter where you went to seminary. It's not going to matter how many social clubs you were involved in or how many sports activities you were involved in. Christ said that He came into this world for one purpose and one purpose alone. And I'm sure there are people out there that get tired of hearing this over and over again. But this is Christ came to save His people from their sins. And a lot of people want to talk about the old rugged cross, but they don't want to talk about the finished work of Christ. A lot of people want to talk about they want to wear crosses, these gold crosses and silver crosses around their neck, but they never want to talk about the fact that Jesus came up out of the grave. I serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever others say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always there. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Is it really important to talk about NASA that much? Is it really important to talk about the Masons? People can spend all their time exposing the enemies of God. Why don't you start talking about the one who proclaimed victory? There's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain. We are his bride. There's none to fear when Jesus is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We will never give in the fight against sin, because with Christ there's victory. There's a huge contrast from what man focuses on and what Christ has proclaimed. Christ emptied himself and became a servant to us. Man exalts himself and is full of pride, and over this life makes such a fuss. Christ freely laid down his life, and he bled and died. Christ fed the hungry and healed the sick and gave sight to the blind. Man relies on his 401k, his friends at work, and his holidays. Christ had no place to lay his head and had no earthly kingdom in mind. Christ said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Man thinks he can save himself through his own decision and choice, and is in bondage to sin and in an awful plight. "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden." Listen to his voice. Christ came to save his people from their sins. Man is concerned only with having a good time and betting on who the Super Bowl wins. Christ says, "All that the Father has given me are mine." Christ is seated in heaven on his royal throne. Man is working to make a name for himself and to build himself a new home. Christ is preparing a mansion for his people, worthy as the lamb that was slain. He is the foundation stone. What a contrast between what man focuses on and what Christ has already accomplished on the cross. Well, I hope you have a good day today, and let us remember that our priorities should be proclaiming the good news of the gospel, that Christ came into the world to save his people from their sins. God bless.